Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Aleph talks about the proper way to roast the Korban Pesach. Ketzad Solnus HaPesach, how do we roast the Korban Pesach? We know the halach is that the Korban Pesach has to be roasted by fire and not by any other heat. So another halach is that you can't boil the Korban Pesach in water or any other kind of liquid. So how do we roast the Korban Pesach? Mevi'in Shfut Rimon. So we roast it on a spit of pomegranate wood. Why do we use wood, not metal? Because if we would use metal, then the fire would heat the metal, and then the metal would also be roasting the meat of the Korban Pesach, and that would not be roasted by fire. Why do we use pomegranate wood in particular? The Gemara explains that we use pomegranate wood because pomegranate wood doesn't give off any moisture when it's heated, and if the wood would give off moisture when it's heated, then that would be basically boiling the part of the meat which is touching the wood, and so therefore we use pomegranate wood, which is the perfect solution. How do we do it? Tochva, we toch piv ad base nekuva. So the spit is put it through the mouth of the sheep or the goat all the way until it's behind. Venosnes krav with bnei mav lesocho. The pasuk says that that the Korban Pesach has to be roasted all together. So what does that mean? Roshal krav al kirbo. It has to be roasted with its head, with its legs, and its innards. So therefore the Mishnah says nosnes kravis bnei mav lesocho divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that the way to do this is that you cut off the legs and the innards, and you place them in the cavity, in the abdominal cavity, where some of the parts have been removed to be burned on the mizbeach, and so therefore you place the legs and the innards inside the cavity. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kimin Bishal Huzeh El Ton Chutzelo. Rabbi Kiva says no, that's kind of like boiling, because it becomes kind of like a pot, and those parts of the Korban Pesach would end up being boiled in that cavity. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says the way to do it all together is you just to hang it on a side spit next to the Korban Pesach, and that's also sufficient to be roasted all together. Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis states, "En solus haPesach lo al haShvud v'lo al haAskala." We're not permitted to roast the Korban Pesach with metal. Neither a metal spit nor on a metal griddle. That's askel, is a kind of a griddle. Amar Reb Tzadok, Maisa Rav Gamliel, Sharma Tavi Avdo, Tzeu Tzlela Nusa Pesach Ala Askela. Reb Tzadok says there was a time that he saw the Rav Gamliel requested from Tavi, his servant, to actually go out and roast the Pesach on a metal griddle. The Gemara says that Rav Gamliel doesn't disagree with halacha, that the Mishnah stated that you're not permitted to roast the Pesach on a griddle, but the case was that he was talking about a griddle with holes where the Pesach was being suspended above it so that it doesn't, so it wouldn't touch the metal itself, and the fire would be able to come up through the holes. In other words, Rav Gamliel did not disagree with the Mishnah, but that's how he did it. The Mishnah goes on to state Naga Becharso Shel Tanur. So again, as we said, the Korban Pesach has to be roasted by fire, and therefore if the Korban Pesach touches the side of the pottery oven, of the clay oven, so then it's, that pot has been roasted by the side of the oven. So therefore, Yikolov is Makomo. The Mishnah says that pot has to be peeled off. That part of the meat that was roasted by the clay oven has to be peeled off because it's not fit to be eaten, because it wasn't roasted by fire; it was roasted by the oven also. Natav Mirod Moshe Alacheres V'Chazar Alav. Now the Gemara discusses a case of these juices fell from the Korban Pesach onto the wall of the oven, and then they were of course roasted them. The wall of the oven is cooking them, so that's not acceptable. But then the juices dripped back onto another part of the Korban Pesach. So now that's a problem, because the juices which were roasted by the wall of the oven have been absorbed into the Korban Pesach. So therefore, the Mishnah is Yitolus Mekomo. That part of the Korban Pesach where the drip happened has to be removed, meaning that a finger's width of meat around that spot has to be removed, because again the juices are absorbed in. Juice is absorbed into that extent. Not the Mirot V'Ala Solis, Yikmon says Mekomo. The Mishnah's final case is, it talks about it, that if one had a layer of flour on the bottom of the oven, and the flour was hot from the fire, and some juices dripped onto the flour. So now those juices were roasted by the hot flour, not by the fire, and that's not acceptable. Also, therefore, yikmot etz mekomo. Therefore, also that area where the juices fell has to be dripped, has to be removed. Yikmot etz mekomo one has to take out the flour from the bottom oven where the drip occurred.